Welcome to Car Free Conversations. This is a podcast where we talk about making the most of St. Pete without the use of a car. I'm Domenico.
I'm Sumitra.
And today with us is Christine McCann. Hi, Christine.
Hi.
It's so nice to have you on the show today. I want to talk about first, what brought you to Car Free St. Pete? What inspired you to join this movement?
Well, I first moved down St. About 4 years ago, and I was at Halloween on Central, and I immediately saw the booth for Car Free, and I was like, having moved here from New York City, I don't drive, and it was amazing. I had no idea that was a thing. And I'm car free, and I love it, and I love being around.
And you don't drive at all. You were saying that today, actually, you dropped your daughter, was it?
Yeah.
At Boyd Hill. So that's a 10-mile bike ride for you?
Yeah, round trip.
Kudos. That's great. I mean, it keeps you in great shape. We were talking about that. Like, being car free is actually a big health boss, you know?
Yeah. I don't have to go to the gym.
Yeah. There you go.
Can you tell us about Connect and Alice and what the goals of the organization are?
Sure. Yeah. Connect Pinellas is a group who are working to help just make it safe and reliable to get around in St. without a car. So all other modes of transportation that are reliable. I mean, driving is not going to be, you know, there's a lot of congestion with cars. So, with all the hurricanes and storms and such, you need a reliable way to get around. So making it safe and accessible for everybody in Pinellas County is what we're trying to do. Through like education and activism and just being a presence to work with.
Why don't you tell us about some of the things that you're passionate about that you're hoping to achieve with Connect Pinellas, even if they're just ideas for now, you know?
Yeah. Well, I just really want to feel like they can bike or walk or take trips, because everybody I talk to, because I'm always on a bike. And so people see that and they're like, oh, I wish I could. That's like the one thing. And so I'm like, you know, I'm always like, you can. But sometimes everybody's like, it's too dangerous. They're scared. And so I'm trying to make it safe. It's my main goal.
And I'm sure a lot of that fear comes from a lack of understanding of where they can ride safely, things like that. How to ride safely, the resources, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, there's definitely key ways to get around your bike. You got to know which roads are. Yeah, and then doing group rides and showing people in person. Well,
yeah, I think a lot of that fear also comes from people driving themselves and they know how.
Yeah.
And there have been, I feel like there have been a growing number of bad drivers in St. Pete over the past several years somehow. We don't have to get into that, but feel like it's gotten worse. I've had friends that have gotten hit by cars, so it's definitely is scary. But you've also done some really cool work with schools, right? Mm-hmm. You've done some programs with schools. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I work for Pinellas County Schools, so a local school on the south side of St. Pete, and my husband and I organize a bike to school, or a bike and roll. We have scooters. And it's once a month. It's just so that we all can bike and roll together. So it's safer and people feel like this is something they can do. They're not on their own. They've got people with them. And they can see how to do it. And it's great. It's amazing.
Yeah, that must help, right? Like, yeah. Especially with when children are involved, right? Because that ups the ante in terms of how afraid you are of being, right? Because you don't want a kid to get hit by a car, right? So I think that really helps seeing other families doing it together. I think really helps probably people come out. Have you noticed more people coming out over time? You do it regularly, so that's good.
Yeah, we even, we have another school added on. So now we have two schools we drop off on the way. And I'm hoping to add in a few more schools. Uh-huh.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Yeah.
What other group projects have you done on scene?
Well, I've done, you know, sometimes you're just writing and you run into other people and you become a group rep. But, which is super fun. But Critical Mass, we do the Critical Mass ride every month. We do rides with St. Pete Bike Club for a while. Rides with, there's some bike shops, St. Pete Biking. They have a group ride on Sundays. Rad Power Bikes does a group ride. Sometimes we just get a group of friends and we bike.
Sounds great. I need to do more of that. I haven't been to the beach in like a year.
I know. I mean,
over a year, maybe.
Yeah. The last time I was at a beach was in Chicago.
That's insane. Absolutely not. Where are the beaches in Chicago?
On the lake.
On a lake beach?
Yes.
Yeah.
But lake beaches.
Oh, it's.
Really?
Yes.
A lake beach?
Yes.
It's like standing. It's like water doesn't move. Does that work still?
No. Lake Michigan is huge. There are waves.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, shows how much I know. Okay.
Lake this is beach. All going to be cut. But...
Okay.
Christy, you're also chair of a committee for Connect the Nell. Tell us about what committee you're the chair of and what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, I'm the chair of the policy chair. And kind of in charge of what managing our policy decisions that we're working on. And also, you know, being a liaison with other groups to, you know, it's the best thing about Connect Palace is we're trying to be. So it's great. You know, there's so many things going on and a lot of it is connected. Biking and public transit and walking and housing and... They're all connected. So being a liaison between different groups and keeping us informed of all the policy issues that are going on, city and county and state, all the...
So this policy committee, is it more about understanding sort of government policies, or are you going to actually be working with government to help them with their policy?
It's a little bit of both. I mean, policies that maybe we want to work on, but also... Yeah.
Okay. All right. What else are you interested... What else are you excited about with Connect to Pinellas or anything that's coming up that you're working on in St. Pete? You live in St. Pete, right?
Yeah, I work in St. Pete. I live in St. Pete. Hang out in St. Pete. I'm excited now that we are going to be able to do some fundraising and to raise money for certain projects. Because that's the problem I find a lot with projects devoted to biking and walking and transit is there's no money for any of those things for some reason.
It's not the most profitable thing to make it safer for people to bike ride, right?
Yeah, basically. We don't have money for those things. So I'm excited that hopefully we can contribute by raising money.
Which is also like a wild thing because like there are studies that have shown that the more money you put in transit, the more to the economy, city, county, state that those projects are in. So like it's wild that we don't fund, but it's like get that money.
Yeah. I forget the statistic. You looked it up. It's like for every dollar that's invested, you get so much money in economic.
There's way more people you've been on a bus than in a car. All those people coming downtown. Yeah. More money.
Yeah. So definitely it's something that I think will improve St. Pete and all of Pinellas County, right? So you're going to be working with all these smaller municipalities like Dunedin and Largo and great places to visit, but really not the most accessible if you don't have a car right now. So, you know, hopefully, you know, the work that you're doing will help make those places more reachable, more walkable, safer for bicycling. For sure, yeah.
And yeah, I think, you know, it's also because like a lot of our policies are made for car-centric transportation. It also begets like right, like
for sure.
Keep telling the story of how like for many association meetings from their home.
I know.
To a place in our own neighborhood.
I know, I've had that issue
and
too.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
I know it's hot out, but could have walked.
Yeah.
Unless, like, you know, you absolutely need to use
right.
the car. Yeah. But
it's just that that's the first response.
Yes.
It's like, oh, what about?
Or like, yeah.
Or how will they get?
Or like, I'm just going to get into my car to do anything.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's right. because it's easier. Yeah.
And
then, you know, I think there's also a lack of understanding about the policies that exist. Mm-hmm. You know, my friend has this thing that he complains about that he overheard that happened to him once, where he was about to cross the street and a car zoomed through, you know, to make a right on red. He just zoomed past without like pausing to make, you know, to allow the pedestrian to cross. And he almost got hit and there was a person standing next to him. And they're like, well, you know, they have the right of way. And he was like, wait, no, they don't. That's not, this is a pedestrian crosswalk at a red light. They don't. And so I think there is a lot of education that can happen with even just the existing policies that are mostly car centric. But even the few things that protect pedestrians and bicyclists, I mean, I think there's still a lack of understanding of what it is that's in place that protects, you know, people that are not in a car. So that's all you. That's all your policy work that I imagine that you're doing. That's.
Is there anything you want to add or plug that we haven't?
Oh, yeah. So I'm also in another local group called Activate St. Pete. And we're, you know, same goals. We're trying to do. Make walking and biking and transit safer and more accessible on a local level for everybody. So it's great having that connection where I can work with two different groups. Debate, we're more focused on like more like actionable items and like getting there a little faster sometimes.
Actionable in what way?
You know, just
something that people can engage
yeah,
with.
Just getting little things done to make it feel like you're getting somewhere. Sometimes it's a lot of work to get, you know, it's a years long process to get bike lanes put in. And you don't feel like you're really getting somewhere sometimes. So
I see. So you're doing more advocacy and working with a city or working with.
Yeah.
Spain.
Keeping on top of the city to just like make sure they're constantly something. Keeping them going. Just showing up basically to all the meetings and being there to question current, to give them support. You know, a lot of times you get the NIMBYs come out and that's all they hear. And, you know, it's hard. They don't hear the people who are like,
Yeah, if there is one thing that people have to do, love to come.
Yeah, it's way more motivating to complain than to praise, I feel, for most people. I'm not like that. I don't like complaining and telling people they're not doing a good job.
Yeah.
But I feel like most people, they do like that. They complaining is something they're, you know, if there's something they don't believe in, they really want to fight against it. If it's something they're in support of, it's less likely that they'll say anything about it.
And they're usually the louder.
Yeah. And sometimes the least informed. We're also going to cut that probably from this show. just delete me from this entire episode. Well, it's been lovely having you on and talking about your work with Activate St. Pete and Connect Pinellas. I'm really looking forward to seeing all the work that you're going to be doing with as the committee chair for policy.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Also, this is Christine's second time talking to us about Car-Free St. Pete or Connect. So thank you so much for all the time that you spend with the organization, but also for the time to talk.
Yeah, thanks for having me.